Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to the program, Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano, Walker Wildman, and soon to be introduced, Steve Jordahl.
Am I introduced?
Well, no, stay.
Is it soon? It's not. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Stay right there.
I take it back.
Introduce you in a minute. Okay.
Okay. Got it.
We misspoke about the cost of the book.
We
or
did.
Something like
well,
that.
The cost of the book, we're talking about Dr. Michael Brown's book. Is $24.99, but we said that there was no shipping and handling. There is shipping and handling.
In addition.
I take full responsibility for
well,
this.
Good. Well, good. Then I'm off the hook.
You are.
You did? Well, you're the one who told them?
I said, I think it is.
Right. I asked you, is this included shipping and handling? You said, I think it does.
Right. Because telling the boss, I don't know,
right.
is not a good answer.
Say, I think it does, and then do go back and check. Well, we went right. back and checked, and we were told it does not. What is shipping and handling?
$4.35.
Okay.
It does up the price of the book, but as we've noted, this is a hardcover book, and this does help the ministry and helps the ministry of Dr. Michael Brown.
Yeah, so. Helps us and helps him. So, yeah, you're paying more than you would at your internet bookstore. That's true. So you don't have to email us and point that out. Okay, we're not trying to rip you off. Okay, we're telling you we're charging more than you can probably get it on the internet. But if you want to ruin the American economy by going with booksellers that undercut all of us and make us lose our jobs, then you do that if that's what you want to do.
We have feelings too, you know.
But other than that, yeah. we need you to pay a little bit more to help us out. That's what we're saying.
And it is an excellent book.
So. It is an excellent book. The brother has probably gave a year of his life writing this. It's called Saving a Sick America, A Prescription for Moral and Cultural Transformation, written by Dr. Michael Brown. And it's a positive, book in the sense that it's encouraging and gives us hope. And he reflects back on history, how people said all was lost, everything's over, it's all going to burn.
Yeah.
And then God brought revival. And the
model, of course, is the resurrection.
Exactly.
Out of death, he mentioned it during the last segment, out of death comes resurrection. So that's what we're praying for in this country.
To order the book, the phone number is 877-927-4917. That's a toll-free telephone number, 877-927-4917.
Right, and we don't want to hear complaints about the shipping and handling. We're giving you a toll-free number right there.
That's right. So you don't even – we're cutting the cost by saving you a phone call, right?
That's right. You remember, there was a day when that meant something, toll-free number.
Toll-free doesn't anymore. But anyway, the website to order the book is afastore.net, afastore.net. Steve Jordahl is here with us.
He'll Good morning.
Gets a formal introduction now.
Now I feel introduced.
Yes, he's a newsman. What's your title over there?
A reporter and anchor.
Okay, he's a reporter and anchor for American Family Radio News.
News anchor, not boat anchor.
Boat anchor.
That has actually been a topic of discussion upon occasion.
Okay, all right.
All right, Steve, it's all anchor. Yours.
The last couple of days, we've been talking about this letter. It's an open letter to President Trump, a call for unifying leadership, an open letter to President Trump from the American religious leaders asking him to condemn the alt-right. And yesterday, as an intrepid reporter, I called the...
And an anchor.
I called the authors of this letter, and... Dr. William McKissick, Dwight McKissick, got back to me the other day. And yesterday we played a clip from what he said, and we talked about it. And then last night I got a call from the other author of the letter, Dr. Keith Whitfield. And we in the process of the discussion, Keith said, you know, I'd like to be able to reply to some of these things. And so I thought, what better way than to bring him on. Let's talk about it. And this will be a discussion instead of a monologue. And so we have with us Dr. Keith Whitfield, who's the Dean of Graduate Studies at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary in Wake Forest, North Carolina. Good morning or good afternoon to you, Dr. Whitfield.
Hello. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Thanks for you made a fair point to me on the phone yesterday that really this wasn't a discussion, and being among brothers in Christ, we probably should have a discussion if we have a disagreement. So let's talk. This letter has got the attention of some of us here at American Family Association. Tell me why you wrote it.
Well, we wrote the letter because we do believe that there is an insidious group called the alt-right that has a history that goes back before the most recent presidential election. It goes back to 2008, 2010, with an agenda. We think the group's agenda is a white nationalist, white identity agenda. Some of their policies, some of the things they're proposing, some of the ways that they stand against the neoconservatives or traditional conservatives, connect with a broader group of folks that maybe doesn't have the same racial agenda that they have, but it connects with a broader group of folks. And they're a coalition has been formed around this idea. And we think this curtain needs to be pulled back to see what's at its core and where it came from and what some of the driving leaders, what they really think, and so that we can denounce that and move on and have a good public discussion about the other really important things that the coalition of folks have affirmed. So our concern is captured in the statement that people of goodwill have been caught up in an agenda that we think is prejudiced.
I did a little research. How big? It's hard to put your finger on who the alt-right is.
It is.
How big or how imminent a threat is this group?
This is a very fair point. It is not a well-defined movement or group. It's kind of hard to get your hands around what it is. How big of a threat it is, I think it's not as hard to figure out because there's been a fairly significant impact on the social conversation, a fairly significant impact on some events in our country. And they would say that they were significant, played a significant role in helping President Trump be elected. And they would say that his agenda and their agenda are in alignment.
Let me.
So,
I beg your pardon.
I'm not saying those things. I'm saying that's what has been said. As a matter of fact, I don't think that's the case at all. And that's one of the reasons we're asking. All right, let's clearly step back from this category, this moniker that has a history, and the history has some individuals that have sought to promote ideologies. Let's step back from it. Let's announce that for what it is. And for the folks who have appreciated maybe some of the other policy or other types of concerns, political concerns that may be caught up in it, my encouragement to them is find a different label.
All right. This Dr. Keith Whitfield is with us, Dean of Graduate Studies and Assistant Professor of Theology at Southeastern Baptist Seminary. That's the Southern Baptist Seminary at Wake Forest, right? Dr. Whitfield?
That's right. Yes, that's right.
Well, appreciate you coming on with us. Did you have one?
I got questions.
Okay.
Let me ask. I got a couple of statistics. I want to just see if you agree with these. That the only, as far as we can tell, the only alt-right conference that they had, which they drew 300 people, which is, by the way, less than 10% of the amount that showed up at the Reno Furry Convention, which is a convention of people who dress up like furry animals. If you took the online associations, which is where these guys tend to present themselves mostly, if it's not at a riot, it would be online. If you went to Reddit, 4chan, Stormfront, and all the other areas, and if you assumed that all of them were unique, that nobody identified with more than one of those, so nobody was signed up for two. If they were all unique, that's 640,000 people. If they were all of voting age, and if they all voted, it would be less than 0.5% of the voting people. 11% of the voters voted communist. So when you grew and you get Dr. Steve Gaines, and you try to get a bunch of people, that's 15.2 million people, and try to present to them that this is an imminent threat, that doesn't quite add up to me.
Well, when we see what that took place in Charlottesville, and it was incredibly complicated.
Dr. Whitfield, the Charlottesville, that's the example that's used. I haven't seen, right. Has there been rallies before or after that I've missed? Big rallies of alt-right people that are a threat to
the... Certainly before. You have a rally that was led by Richard Spencer in Charlottesville before this, and he also was in a rally in D.C. in November.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's been other things before that, not for the same sort of event.
Let's go back to the letter that you guys wrote, you co-wrote with the...
Right.
This is the issue that we have, is the contents of the... Go ahead, Steve.
I just...
I wanted to reset this for our listeners
ahead.
Who are joining us now. And Dr. Whitfield, did you grant us a certain amount of time? Are you with us? We're here to the bottom of the hour. Can you stay till then?
When you say the bottom of the hour, you mean to 1?
No, I'm talking about 12 hours from now.
12:30. 12 hours from now?
Yeah, at the bottom of the hour, 12 hours. No, I'm just kidding. 13 minutes from now. That's all you have to suffer with us, okay?
12:30 is great.
Okay, 12:30. Now, let me reset this for just a minute for those who are joining us. And then, Steve, you can go ahead.
I got notes.
You can go ahead and continue to dominate the conversation, Steve.
Thank you.
Since you're going to anyway. All right, here's the situation. Our guest, Dr. Whitfield, is one of the co-authors of a letter that was written to President Trump. And the title of the letter is A Call for Unifying Leadership. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. It's an open letter. And what Dr. Whitfield and people who have signed this include Dr. Steve Gaines, who's the president of the Southern Baptist Convention. The letter... is to President Trump, calling on President Trump to denounce what's called the alt-right movement. The letter gives credit to the president for denouncing racism and
white supremacy, neo-Nazis.
But the letter says the president needs to do more specifically to denounce the alt-right. And the letter says that the president has 3 people in his administration that are members of the alt-right, which represent white supremacy or white nationalism, but the letter doesn't name who those individuals are. So our contention with our guest, Dr. Whitfield, is we don't think this was an appropriate way to handle this matter. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I'll let you respond to that. Dr. Whitfield, that's a good...
Well, he agrees with me.
He agrees with you.
Yes, he agrees. That's why he's here, to agree with Tim.
That's right. And this is why we have public discussion. You don't think it was appropriate? We thought it was appropriate. It raised a concern for us enough to respond to it. And the reason we think it's appropriate, which I said before in the show, and this is what I'm going to keep coming back to, and here's what I would say is, I mean, to Steve's questions earlier, all right, this seems to be like a small, insignificant group, but it's a small, insignificant group that we've been talking about. It's a small, insignificant group that a lot of people have been talking about. And you have leaders of this group like Richard Spencer, Jared Taylor, who have expressly said that their agenda is to return the dial, to have a decidedly European state, or Taylor's even more specific than that. He says blacks and whites are different. And when blacks are left entirely to their own devices, Western civilization of any kind of civilization disappears. And this is, in our view, this is the driving agenda for this larger umbrella of alt-right. I'm not saying that everybody who has been caught up, everyone who is defensive, because there's a bunch of people defensive about the letter. I'm not saying everybody that's defensive about the letter. I'm not even saying everybody who's been labeled as associated with alt-right or may have used the term themselves, shares this sort of agenda or this sort of ideology. What I am arguing is this, is that if this is an umbrella, the pole goes into the ground. As the umbrella goes up and it casts shade over a larger movement, the pole is this. From 2008, 2010 forward, this is the pole. I don't think that's transparent. And I think it needs to be transparent.
Hey, Dr. Whitfield, Ed Vitagliano here. Let me just see where we can find some agreement. I think everyone in I know everyone on this side, I think everybody on who signed this letter, I think we can all agree that white nationalism, white supremacy is a despicable, demonic ideology. Okay? I think we all agree with that. Our problem with this letter, with all due respect, I have just two problems. First of all, you imply, I think pretty clearly, that President Trump, unless he specifically mentions the alt-right, it has some sympathies towards it, even though he has publicly, even in your letter you admit this, said that he rejects white supremacy and white nationalism.
So
you've not. Hang on, one second. Let me just get this out. That you have not named the three people which also implies that President Trump knowingly hired white supremacists for the White House. Plus, I don't listen. The alt-right. This kind of ideology could become a threat. But I've been reading articles about this, Dr. Whitfield, and I'm looking at memes right now that I printed out that say you are alt-right if you, say, build the wall or make America great again. And this is my biggest problem with your letter, is that you don't differentiate between the way the label can be used and the actual people that we all agree are bad people.
Well, and that's the reason the need for the conversation. And here's what I would say, is dispense with the label. For all of those folks that hold that sort of political policy agenda when it relates to some of these issues that don't hold to the racial ideology that's at the center, the pole here, I say dispense with the label because that's the history of the movement.
I think
the other thing is, and I mean, we're not going to sort this out today. But I think that the other piece of it is you just described what I think was the successful agenda for Richard Spencer and Jared Taylor. That is that they would co-opt concerns, political concerns of others for their greater agenda to create social unrest.
If the president, comes out publicly and rejects the alt-right after Hillary Clinton included groups like us in the alt-right, isn't that the president criticizing us?
Well, this is where it gets complicated, isn't it? But if we don't denounce the alt-right for what it originally started to be and help folks who have been swept up in it, to say, now you're being used as pawns by people who have an ideology that's not yours, to have a larger movement, a larger swing, then those folks are manipulating people of goodwill. And so we've got to have this conversation, and we need not to be defensive about it. We need to have a conversation to say, how do we get clarity out there? My concern is that this letter was received by defensiveness, and this is the defensiveness that we got, is that alt-right's not defined. And I admit it's a difficult thing to define. I don't admit that it doesn't have a history, and the history can be traced.
Let's
work to define it, and let's do it together, and let's help our folks see clearly this nefarious group.
All right,
let's step back.
I apologize. I keep stepping on you. Mm. We're running out of time, and I just have two questions that I want to ask, and get simple answers to, if there are any. In November of 2016, during the election, Donald Trump told the New York Times on a public record, which they printed, "I disavow and condemn the alt-right. It is not a group I want to energize. If they are energized, I want to look into it and find out why. Why wasn't that good enough?
I didn't know he said that. Did he say that?
I didn't know he said.
Yes, he did.
I didn't know he said it either. I don't think this is widely known.
It took 5 minutes for me to find it on the internet. I would think if you're writing a letter. The other question I wanted to ask was, you said that the president hired three alt-right people in his administration but didn't name them. Who are they?
Well, the letter says this, and I'm not going to name them because that doesn't need to be about the story. That doesn't need to be, the letter says associated with. And associated with, that can be done in a lot of different ways. Right?
Well, why won't you name them? I mean, it's very simple. Why won't you name them? How does the president know who they are if you won't name them?
The reason we're not going to name them is in fact, if you research, and then you can go to the internet and do it.
Well, then why won't you just name them then?
If you go to the research, and you'll find that it's actually far more than three that have been associated. Now, who associates them? Is it a reporter out there? Have they associated themselves in some ways? Do they have a relationship with someone that is part of the alt-right agenda?
Are you saying
the
he's
association,
got
that's the category?
I realize
that you have to read the thing. You know,
are you saying the president of the United States, Donald Trump, has three white supremacists in his administration?
No, he's not a white supremacist. I'm not saying he has white supremacists.
Does he have three alt-right members?
No, he said more.
More?
More than three.
Have you heard anything?
No, what I said was, now let's make sure you get what I said.
Sure.
I said if you Google it, you'll find out that there are more folks associated. And who associates?
Associated with what?
The alt-right.
With the alt-right.
The group we can't define.
But the point is, how are they associated? They can be associated in all sorts of different ways.
Dr. Keith, this is Walker Wildman here. This is a letter to the President of the United States. We got to be specific here. Google's not our source. That we got to have truth here. We need to know who the three white supremacists are, the alt-right members in the White House, because we can't fix this problem unless we know who they are.
Well, first, I've already said I don't believe there's white supremacists in the White House. Second, I don't think Donald Trump's a white supremacist. What I have said about this movement is the reason it's dangerous is this, is that you have a core, and that core has cast a large shadow, and a lot of folks have been connected, and we want to call the core out for what it is. The instigators, we want to call them out for what it is. We want to rightly understand the history of it.
Yeah. Dr. Whitfield, we have to go. We're out of time. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate it, Dr. Whitfield. Thanks for calling me back. Yeah, I do.
We've been talking to Dr. Keith. We've been arguing with Dr. Keith Whitfield.
Hey, he's a stand-up guy for coming on. He knew this was going
to
be
commendations to him. He's real. That is. It's very good of him.
His name is Dr. Keith Whitfield, Dean of Graduate Studies and Assistant Professor of Theology at Southeastern Baptist Seminary. I still think the letter was irresponsible. Appreciate him coming on. And also, I just think this is way overblown in terms of their significance, the quote alt-right and the role that they play. We had one rally in Charlottesville.
We're almost giving them.
Yeah, if that was a rally of the alt-right, they had one in Charlottesville with a few hundred people.
We're giving them more credit than they.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. The more we talk about them,
they do not have the kind of influence that I think this letter credits them with having. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Have a great day.